Welcome. This is ColiCast number 22. My name is Christina, and I am going to be your host for the day. In social studies, we learned about Columbus and the Taino, Cortez and the Aztec, and how the Spanish built an empire in the New World. For Columbus and the Taino, Kevin will be speaking, Jake with Cortez and the Aztec, and last but not least, Ryan with the Spanish built an empire. Quick question, what tribe did Cortez conquer? Well, you'll find out on this broadcast.
Do you know the story of Christopher Columbus? Hi, my name is Kevin, and I'm going to tell you what happened. Christopher Columbus wanted to find a new route to the Indies by going west. So Columbus went to the King of Portugal and asked for money for his expedition. But the king said no. Columbus then asked the King and Queen of Spain for money. 6 years had passed, and they finally said yes. Columbus set sail on August 3, 1492. On their way, the crew was starting to get scared and wanted to go back, so Columbus decided to keep two logs. He kept one log that was real and one was fake. Columbus showed the fake log to the crew when they would complain and get scared, and this helped the crew not to be so scared. On October 12, 1492, Columbus had reached land in the Bahamas. Columbus named the island which he landed on San Salvador and claimed it for Spain. Columbus returned to Spain and then went back to San Salvador in 1493 to start a colony. A Columbian exchange was then started. This is where the Europeans gave Americans horses, cattle, wheat, and a lot of other things. The Americans gave to Europe turkey, corn, pumpkins, and along with others. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this interesting. And now here's Jake with Cortez and the Aztec.
Do you know how the Spanish conquered the Aztec? Hi, my name is Drake, and after this segment, you will. Tenochtitlan was the capital of the Aztec Empire in Mexico. 500 conquistadors landed in Mexico to find gold and silver. The leader of the Aztec at this time was Moctezuma II. He was notified that there were about 500 soldiers that just landed in Mexico. Moctezuma didn't know whether they were friends or enemies, so he sent them two solid gold and silver discs, hoping that they would go away. Hernando Cortez was the leader for this small army. On their way in, they came across a few Native American tribes who were also Aztec enemies. A lady in one of the tribes, Doña Marina, helped Cortez by convincing the Aztec enemies to help Cortez. When they finally reached Tenochtitlan, Moctezuma let them in. Surprisingly, the Aztecs did not fight back. Cortez and his men took prisoners. Later, the Aztec fought back and drove the Spanish out. But when they drove them out of the city, Moctezuma was killed. A while later, enough time to get more soldiers and Native American help, Cortez returned. Now Cuauhtemoc was leading the Aztec. This time around, the Spanish used a little bit of strategy. For 75 days, they blocked all the entrances and exits to the city. By now, the Aztec were either dead or too weak to fight. Cortez defeated the Aztec and destroyed the city. The three reasons why they won is because of Native American help, smallpox, and better weapons. Here's Ryan with the story on how the Spanish built an empire in the New World.
Do you know what happened to Tenochtitlan? Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to tell you that Tenochtitlan was the capital of New Spain. It was renamed Mexico City. Spain granted encomiendas to some colonists. An encomienda gave Spanish colonists the right to use Native American labor. The Maya lived in the Yucatan Peninsula. The conquered Native Americans were forced to work as slaves. The Spanish conquered both tribes and burned their valuable books. Gold and silver mining was important. Cabrillo looked for the Straits of Anian, a waterway that connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. He discovered San Diego instead. missionaries came to teach Native Americans about God. Bartolomé de las Casas was the protector of the Indians. Native Americans died from disease and poor working conditions. The Spanish brought Africans to New Spain as slaves. Now back to Christina.
Well, that's all for this broadcast. See you next time. Stay tuned for the next Social Studies broadcast about Roanoke, Jamestown, and the Pilgrims. Bye!